Okay, good vach, everybody. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Nozer Daf Lama Gimel. And if you haven't turned to Lama Gimel Lama Beis yet, do so now. And you'll notice that today is probably the shortest daf. I only say probably because I don't know it by heart, but I would imagine today is the shortest daf in Shas. So, okay, Seder, right? You know, like whenever we have a long daf, we spend a lot of time doing it. So when you have a short daf, you get right, knife cuts both ways. So we get to spend a little bit less time on the daf today, but okay, we'll do the Mishnah, and then we'll do a Min Aleph, and then we'll leave Lama Dalet for tomorrow. So it says the Mishnah, there are a bunch of people who are traveling together, and you'll see why it's a bunch of people, because each one of them is going to say something else. Right, and one guy's walking towards them, right? A bunch of guys walking down the road, and there's somebody coming towards them. One guy says, I'm a Nozir if this is Reuven. Right, if the guy coming towards us is Reuven. The guy says, yeah, I'll take the opposite approach, right? Again, right, against casting their bets. I'll be a Nozir if this guy is not Reuven. Harini Nozir she'echad mikem Nozir. The third guy says, I'll be a Nozir if one of you guys are a Nozir, which obviously he will be, because one of them is correct, right? It's either Reuven or not Reuven. She'ein echad mikem Nozir. The fourth guy says he'll be a Nozir if one of them is not a Nozir, which obviously he will also be a Nozir, because somebody's not going to be a Nozir. Somebody's going to be right. Somebody's going to be wrong. It's either going to be Reuven or not. She'shneichem Nazirim. Right? If I'm going to be a Nozir if both of you are Nazirim, obviously both of them can't be right. Both of them can't be a Nozir, theoretically, because it's not Reuven. She'kulchem Nazirim. The last guy says, I'll be a Nozir if all of you guys end up being Nazirim. So as you might imagine, right, sometimes this logic doesn't make sense, but Beishame Omrim Kula Nazirim, Beishame says actually all of them are Nazirim, even though the logic doesn't necessarily work out. But as we said before, right, we did earlier in the Perek, right, Beishame is okay with a suffix type of Tanai here by Nazirus, right, and therefore, right, he's going to rule that all of them can be Nazirim. The only guys who are Nazirs, who are people who did not have their conditions come true, which obviously doesn't make sense, and the Gemara will attack that right away. Okay, for Rabbi Tarfon, Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, and this is Rabbi Tarfon's Shita throughout about a Nazir, Ein Echa Mehem Nazir, right? None of them are a Nazir, as again, we've seen, I'm not sure if we've seen already, but we definitely will see, and it comes up a bunch in the Masechta that Rabbi Tarfon holds that you need to have a clear, barur, right, very clear language of Nazirus, declaration of Nazirus. You can't have any strings attached, none of these games here, and so therefore he holds, right, once you're starting to be toloy on it, this is this guy, it's that guy, it's Reuven, it's not Reuven, he doesn't want to hear about this guy's a Nazir, that guy's a Nazir, he doesn't want to hear it. You have to have a clear declaration of Nazirus, otherwise no game. Okay, hirtira me'achorov. Let's say hirtira me'achorov. What does that mean? So the Mefarish here says, right, that the guy turned around. Right, he never got to figure out whether it was Reuven or not. Right, the guy sees a couple of people, six guys or seven guys, however many, six I think. Right, six guys talking about him. So he turns around. He sees a gang. He says, I don't want to get to deal with these guys. So he turns around. They never end up finding out if it was Reuven or not. So then the Mishnah says, Eino Nozir. Right, they're not going to be a Nozir. There's going to be no Nazirus. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Yomar. Again, this is also we've seen before that Rabbi Shimon is Machmir. Right, as the Mefarish says over here, right? Rabbi Shimon Latame, the Amar Suffolk Nazirus Lahachmir, right? Anytime you have a Suffolk Nazirus, right, not that like Rabbi Shammai that you are a Nazir, but that you have to be Machmir, that you have to either take upon yourself a Nazirus, or say if, meaning you have to make this Tanai, as he says right here, right? That the in the Mishnah he says, Imhaya Kidvari, right? If it worked out, everything worked out like I said, Tarini Nazir, Chova, so then I'm a Nazir, right? Vim Lav, and if it's not true, that meaning all the conditions that he set do not work out, right? Then Harini Nazir and Dava, then I'm volunteering to be a Nazir, meaning you have to cover your bases and you have to be a Nazir both ways. So the Gemara, again, immediately attacks the Lashon of Beisilel. Beisilel said, Eino Nazir, I Elishimish. Alone is kaim u'dvarav, right? He's not the only person who's going to be a nazir is someone whose words did not come true, right? So the Gemara says, "Misha alone is kaim u'dvarav." Right? Am I having nazir? Right? Why in the world, if a guy makes a tanai, makes a condition, I'm a nazir, a condition that this is Reuven, and it's not Reuven, so that's the guy who's a nazir, according to Beis Hillel. So I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, that's ridiculous. It can't be that. Ema misha is kaim u'dvarav. It must be that there's a language here. There's a girsa problem. meaning that, the Mishnah doesn't mean, Beisel didn't say anybody whose words are not Mekayim. He meant to say that anybody whose words are Mekayim, anybody whose Tanai comes true, right, anybody whose condition comes true, those are the Nazirim. And if the condition doesn't come true, so then he's not a Nazir, right? Very straightforward, seems right, as we probably would have read the Mishnah, right, had we not been so careful to read it word for word, right, he probably would have skimmed through it and be like, yeah, that makes sense, right? Whoever's condition comes true, he's a Nazir. If whoever doesn't, right, then they're not. Abaye tries to save the language of the Mishnah, makes it into a bit of a convoluted statement, but okay. He says, Kigon de Omar, the case is where the guy said, Inami lav plonihu. The guy changed his mind, where he said, I'll be a Nazir, in condition if it's Reuven. I mean, if it's not Reuven, so he'll be a Nazir. Right? So again, I have a Nazir, meaning if it's not Reuven. So then, my loan is kaimu dvarov. So therefore, when Basil says, anybody whose loan is kaimu dvarov is a Nazir, what it means is, loan is kaimu dvarov harishonim, ella dvarov achronim. It means that not according to his first loshon, not according to his first condition, but according to the second condition, right? If the first guy's conditions are not fulfilled, meaning he said, I'll be a Nazir if this is Reuven. I mean, if it's not Reuven, right? So who's a Nazir and what scenario? Where his words are not fulfilled, meaning, and it's not Reuven, right? It's not the, that is the later ones, right? The second Tanai comes true and not the first one. Okay, right, again, I think Tosus and the Rosh over here talk about the Chiddush, therefore talks about Toch Kedei Dibur. Okay, don't see it right now, I'm trying to find it, but okay, just later, but meaning that's what how Abaye tries to save the Lashon in the Mishnah. Okay, now again, we'll just mention this for a second, because this is what the Mishnah then pivots to talk about right here, Tira Lachor Avinu Nazir, right, and the guy turns around, right, then he's not a Nazir. So Gemara says, Taimu Mishum Dir Tira Lachorav, right, the implication that none of these guys are Nazirim, right, is because you couldn't figure out if this was Reuven or not, right? If the guy turned around, right, then nobody's a Nazir, because you couldn't find out, right, what the Emes was. But, Asan Lekaman, Avi Nazir, but if he had come to show, if he had continued walking, right, the implication is if you continue walking, then you would be a Nazir, right? So, money, whose Shita is this? And just to explain, right, it's kind of a middle Shita, because again, Rabbi Tarfon said, right, that something called a flaw, that you need clarity, right, in your Nazirus. So it can't be Rabbi Tarfon, as we'll see in a second, because you don't have clarity so much. Right? Because he said, if this is Reuven, then I'll be a Nazir. That's not a flaw. That's not a straight declaration of Nazir. So it can't be Rabbi Tarfon. On the other hand, right, we said before, if you're not sure if you're a Nazir, then you're not a Nazir. Right? That's a suffix, right? That's not Beis Shammai either. Right? Beis Shammai says a suffix, you're gonna be a Nazir. Here you're telling me that, right, on the one hand, if you're not sure if you're a Nazir, you're not a Nazir. But on the other hand, you don't need a flaw, you don't need to say a straight, clear, direct definition, right, and declaration of being a Nazir. So money, so whose Shita is this, right, that's what the Gemara is going to deal with. Just a quick 2-second word about the Tosos. If you look on the other side, I'm not sure why they did this, but if you look, a lot of the Tosos are not even Shayach Taradaf. It's not just like Tosos had a lot to say. For some reason, they just dumped, right, a bunch of Tosos in, that are not shayach to Daf Lama Gimel. If you look, there are a bunch of them. If you look at the Masoret HaShas, right, there is some shayach to Lama Beis, some shayach to Lama Dalet, right, some from all, right, so for whatever reason, they just kind of, text dumped a bunch of Tarshishim over here on Lama Gimel Lama Beis. Okay, Seder, everything happens for a reason, and we'll be zocha to figure out whose Shita this is, right, tomorrow with Hashem on Daf Lama Dalet as we get to finish the Perek. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.